The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Good morning. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health. And today we're going to be discussing food insecurity among seniors. And we have with us Patricia O'Neill Ricks, who's a registered dietitian and consultant for Ulster County Office for the Aging. Patricia has a Bachelor's of Science from Oneonta, a Master's degree in Public Administration and Human Services from Marist College. As I mentioned, she's a registered dietitian and licensed in New York, and she has 40 years experience in clinical and managerial dietetics, hospital long-term care, rehabilitation, and community nutrition. So welcome, Patricia.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, it's good to have you here. So Patricia, let's just start out a little bit by talking about the particular challenges that our seniors are facing with respect to accessing and obtaining food. I know that's a big question with a lot of different moving parts. So can you outline those for us?
Sure. There's a lot of talk out there about food insecurities, and we seem to overlook the fact that our seniors are especially affected by these topics. So when we look at the nutritional challenges of the seniors, we have to look at, like, how are they getting their food and transportation? So that is one of the biggest problems that I'm finding, that a lot of our seniors, especially the ones in the remote areas, are having difficulty getting to grocery stores or having someone pick them up to bring them. A lot of our seniors, their family has either moved on, moved away, has aged out. We find ourselves widowed or widowers, and we end up alone as seniors out here in the community. How do I go about getting food? It used to be when we woke up in the morning and we had to go to the grocery store, we went in the car and drove to the grocery store. But everything is now different. If you take away the automobile or the ability to drive, we have a big transportation problem.
And is there something, are there any programs in the county that connect neighbors together or maybe connect to the UCAT public bus system?
Yeah, I was just going to mention the UCAT is a great transportation. It goes from Kingston and Port Ewen, Woodstock and Saugerties, Ellenville and New Paltz. And you can get in touch with the UCAT through the Ulster County website of Ulster County, New York.
NY.gov.
NY,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So UlsterCountyNY.gov. Mm-hmm. And when you go onto that website, you'll see a whole listing of services that can help you out. And transportation is one of them. It's listed right there. Click it on and go. There's also some phone numbers I'll mention at the end that you might be interested in too as well.
Now, I've got to think, you know, just for my family, how much food prices have increased in the last couple of years for a whole variety of reasons, you know, starting with COVID, supply chain disruptions, inflation, what have you.
Yeah.
I got to think that that's really taking a big toll on seniors.
Oh, yeah. We have a bunch of people now with a limited income. So we've had this pre-existing problem of a limited income, and now we have a 7% increase overall over the last year of food prices. We found ourselves in a bit of a problem here, because it doesn't help with the recent rise in food costs that we're now dipping into our savings to afford our food bills. So when I speak to seniors about this, we have to find a little bit of creative ways to get and or hold on to foods without it, one, going rotten by the time you eat it. Because it might be just one person in the house, and if you go into some of the supermarkets, in order to get the deal, you have to buy three packages of the same fresh food item,
right,
in order to get the discount. Well, who's going to eat all that?
Right.
So we have to find creative ways, such as, you know, frozen items that they can keep in their freezers, or, you know, we're back to the canned food item. And a lot of us are now used to eating fresh and wonderful foods. We also know that when we have the community gardens and things like that, they seem to help out as well. So you can do food pantries. And, you know, there's the community groceries and things like that. The Hudson Valley Food Banks, they all have food that is more reasonably accessible, mm-hmm. priced, and they don't require you buy in bulk, especially when you know it's going to rot in your refrigerator. I mean, I still have people coming in and out of my house and living with me, my children. So it's not so much of a problem, but when we get to the point where it's only us,
right?
Yikes, we have rotten food.
Yeah, I mean, I live by myself. I'm fairly youngish. Anyway, but I some of the same things about, you know, mm-hmm. it's very difficult to shop and prepare for one. You know,
absolutely, And, you know, seniors aren't the only ones, you know, feeling this, because we're all feeling this mm-hmm. big, huge crunch. Mm-hmm. But we're finding that the seniors are really because of the limited income.
Yeah. And if somebody calls and says, like, either the senior themselves or someone who is aware of a senior that's encountering these challenges and says, you know, they really need some help, are there programs available to do this?
Go back to that, you know, Ulster County, ny.gov, and mm-hmm. there's a listing here. And one of them, which is fantastic, is the Office for the Aging. And that's the department that I help out as a consulting dietitian. What a group of fantastic people, I have to tell you. They are ready, willing, and able to give their time, their information. And guess what? You can get meals delivered to your home. You can go to community areas and have a meal. Mm-hmm. It's quite ingenious. I find that it's a very giving program. It's a very receptive program. We have a lot of seniors that like to stay active in the planning of the menu. They give our input. They like to be involved in the planning and or at the community sites, which we have at least six of them now, mm-hmm. In Kingston, Saugerties, Ellenville, New Pulse, Woodstock, and Rosendale. That they get to be a part of a community. They get to be part of the meal process itself, in that they get to share their experiences, their social activity over mm-hmm. a meal. And it's nice.
Social interaction is so critical to well-being as well. I mean, that's just a whole, you know, parallel component, but it's really important.
And it goes back again. Now, here we have seniors finding themselves with this social interaction problem, lack of family, loss of a spouse. You find yourself alone, distance from friends and family. So eating a meal is less tempting, right? Mm-hmm. Who wants to do that? And we find ourselves eating in front of a TV just so we have a conversation happening. Or again, with limited income and transportation, it's difficult to go out and have, you know, to a restaurant. And a lot of people don't want to go to a restaurant and sit alone.
Yeah.
They just don't want to do it. I find it unnerving. Mm-hmm. To go sometimes to a restaurant alone, you think that you have to hurry up and get out. Just hurry up, eat, and get out. Mm-hmm. Because there's no social interaction to keep you there.
Right. And the family meal is always like a way to in a sense, to bring closure to a day, right? To kind
sure.
of like
and,
sum
and
up
we've
what
all been, you know, we're still of all the age group that we find that it's really important. And I'm starting to hear it now in younger groups, younger families, that they're bringing back the family sit down food meal.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing. And it's a way to keep your family and your friends together.
That right? was the rule in my house, no matter yes. what you were doing when I was growing up,
mm-hmm. yeah,
sports, whatever, together. Everybody
right.
shows up at the dinner table.
Yeah, because
no
we were
excuses.
Also so hungry after, you know, all the activity of the day that it was a welcome thing. And you had laughter and sharing of stories and just to see what was going on in your family. And it created bonds.
Mm-hmm.
Now these bonds are broken.
Yeah, we actually had to go around the table and each person had to tell what they did that day to make the world a better place or the community. And that can mean just, you know, saying hello to someone or helping someone across the street or whatever it was. But it just built that value for compassion and service to others, which I think was really strong value in my family, you know.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
So these community meal sites are really a nice place to meet, and they're in conjunction with Gateway and the Office of the Aging. It's great.
And I'm sure our listeners want to learn a lot more about what Office for the Aging does, and specifically your role in terms of helping people and meeting with them. But first, we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and we'll be back after these words.
Westchester Medical Center Health Network's new Health Alliance Hospital is open in Kingston at 105 Mary's Avenue. The new hospital delivers on WMC Health's commitment to provide access to advanced healthcare right here in this community. Our comfortable and welcoming new Health Alliance Hospital has highly skilled doctors, nurses, and staff. We are ready to make your healthcare experience the best it can be. Here are just a few of the services ready to take care of you and your loved ones when you need us. A new emergency department with 24/7 triage for behavioral health needs, life-saving advanced cardiology programs, family birth center, private rooms, precise imaging technology, critical care support. And later this year, our inpatient psychiatry program will be reestablished to complement existing emergency and outpatient programs. Go to hahv.org for information. That's hahv.org.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Today, we're discussing food insecurity among seniors. And our guest is Patricia O'Neill Ricks. She's a registered dietitian and consultant for the Ulster County Office for the Aging. So, Patricia, before the break, we were talking about some of the particular challenges that seniors have in all aspects of food access and preparation and some of the other influencing factors. Can you talk a little bit about those? And then we can get into your specific role and how you work with individuals.
Sure. So we spoke about transportation, and it's troubling that our transportation system, it could be better, but we do have transportation problems when it comes to the seniors, that they have problems now getting to supermarkets or getting to their doctor appointments. And with physical limitations, that gives us a whole nother host of problems to put on top of it, trying to get in and out of a car, let's say, or able to walk long distances, we're finding it harder to do. We have a social problem here where eating alone is just not tempting, and no one seems to want to do that. And I don't blame them. We're all used to having family meals and being involved with each other, and suddenly we find ourselves eating alone. Also, now we have the changes in diet. Go to the doctor, and the doctor says, okay, we have a new diagnosis or a new medical problem that we have to deal with. And we're presented with medications, and they give us scripts, and they march us back out the door, and we're holding a script in one hand the pharmacy gives us medication and a whole host of cautions. Do this, don't do that. But they never tell us what foods to work with. Some foods interact with medications. And physical limitations and different things like that. So therefore, you know, sometimes it feels good to talk to somebody about that. And that's where I come in.
Mm-hmm. And can you give us an example of how that interaction takes place? I mean, do you meet one-on-one with individuals or do you do group settings or how does that work?
Sure. So calling the office for the aging, they will register you as a client. You will have to fill out some paperwork and they will register you as a client and you'll have to fill out a waiver. And then you're almost like cued into all the good things that the Ulster County has for you. But once you're registered and you want to have a consultation, they will refer your name and your contact information to me. I will give you a call and we'll set up an appointment to either chat over the phone, which is a lot of people find a lot more comfortable than opening their doors. Or I can come to your house and come visit you. Or we can meet in a local area if that makes you feel better. And we can figure out what we're doing here with all this nutrition information that's flying around. I mean, you click on a website or you put your phone up and the first thing you see through social media is what's good for you, what's bad for you, what's good for you, what's bad for you. And next thing you know, it's flipped on its head and it's something totally different the next day. So I can help you navigate through all that. And we can set up some diet plans. We can work with the medications and the diagnoses that you have, and we can make a plan for you.
Mm-hmm. That sounds really, really terrific.
And that's all, it's free.
Oh, that's all free. That's even better.
Yeah.
Even better.
Yeah.
So, does the Office for the Aging also, what you said, where seniors were engaged in some of the meal preparation or whatever,
it's more of like they give input for planning.
Planning. So does any of that include, are there like things like cooking classes? Are there things like where they can get involved in that type of thing?
I don't know the answer to that. I do know that there are activities. So the Office for the Aging also puts out a newsletter and it's called The Buzz. And sometimes like they have different demonstrations or senior classes in that newsletter that gives you the date, the time, the location. And sometimes it's right on your computer. So you can be home if you have transportation problems, like we spoke about earlier. And you can join into these great classes. And who knows, a cooking class could come up.
Right. I know Cornell Cooperative Extension does a lot of that type of activity where they work with families and individuals on preparing healthy meals and shopping for healthy meals. And also some of the supermarkets get involved too. I know that ShopRite in particular has registered dietitians in every store.
Yes. And I was going to mention that Price Chopper, Hannaford, ShopRite, they all have also home delivery food programs. Instacart is an app that you can put on your phone and it does connect with all the local groceries in the area. And you can set up a time, and they especially receptive to seniors, to say, hey, I would love some butter, eggs, whatever. And they ask you what brands you normally enjoy, or if you'd rather do a cheaper version on the let's say the ShopRite version, and they can deliver it to you at an appropriate time of your day, so that you know who and when is coming to your door, and they're going to bring you your groceries. Isn't that fantastic?
That's fantastic. Now, even with a community county the size of Rhode Island, like Ulster County. Is that ubiquitous or is that confined to, you know, only like the more populated areas?
You will have to call the grocery itself. So let's say Price Chopper is the one in my area. Would they come all the way up towards, let's say I lived closer towards Hunter Mountain or let's say Cairo or something like that, would they come all the way up there? You'd have to find that out. That's a little detective work that you would have to do to find that out. But I do know that if you are in the county of Ulster and you're looking for the meal service that's provided by the Office of the Aging, that they will find you. They have delivery people that go out from a central area from the gateway, and they load up their truck and off they go, and they deliver meals at a certain date and a certain time to your home. And it's a nice little thing too, because the drivers, who are so wonderful and they're so caring and they really want to be involved in the program, it's another set of eyes, someone to check on you. You know, and you don't feel bad about opening the door to them. That's a big thing.
Right.
You know, a lot of people don't want to open the door, and you can't blame them, you know, because it's like, who's coming to my door now? So, but this is a planned thing. This is an expected thing. And as I said, the drivers are really, really nice people. They provide the meals for the group of meals for the week and the sides that go with them. And it's a nice little program.
Yeah. And so people look forward to it, and it's kind of on a regular schedule. Do you know offhand, are there particular eligibility requirements?
You just have to be a senior over the age of 55 to join.
That's it. And they'll deliver.
Yeah. So you have to call the Office of the Aging. You have to fill out again the registration and consent forms, and you can be getting meals. You can go to the congregate sites. You can get a consultation. You can get involved in the UCAT transportation. The whole listing is right there on the website.
Mm-hmm. And are there, just so our listeners know, are there choices with the meals, or is it just whatever is being
offered? It's a menu.
That,
yeah. So they pre-know the menu, and they can call in if they're going, let's say they want to go to the community site, and say they call in and say, hey, I want to go on the community site this week and join in a meal. And you could find out what the meal is. And if, let's say, you don't eat meat, there will always be an alternative for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a vegetarian alternative, or if you don't like fish, there may be, oh, we have a chicken dinner for you.
I see. And as far as SNAP benefits, which were formerly called food stamps, that's done through the Ulster County Department of Social Services. And actually, that can be applied for online as well, as I understand it.
Yes, that's what I understand as well.
Right. That's really terrific. So are you, just offhand, are you aware of any other organizations aside from the ones we already mentioned that provide any services, or aside from the food pantries and some of the others? Are there any other, like, I imagine certain church organizations?
Yeah. So, you know, Catholic Charity Community Services has a food pantry. There's a lot. If you just go onto websites, if you just go onto your search engine and put in food banks or community grocery sites in Ulster County, you will get a readout of locations. It just keeps coming and coming. And when I went on to look at all that, I was surprised. I was totally surprised about how many fresh food banks there are. It's not just, you know, the ones that the Boy Scouts do, which is fantastic.
Right.
You know, they go around and collect the cans and the cookies or
whatever. Yeah, I think Ulster County has, last count was 37 different food pantries. I could have remembered that incorrectly, but I think that's it. But before we run out of time, which we are very quickly, how do people get in touch with you and you, Office for the Aging, and you?
Okay. So the Office of the Aging is Ulster County, NY. That is the website. So it's ulstercountyny.gov, or the Office of the Aging is 845-340-3456. And to go into the community meals, now this is important, it's a little bit different. Once you're registered with the Office of the Aging, you will have to call the gateway to schedule when you're going to go to the community
And they'll fill you in on that. And yes. Unfortunately, we are very much out of time.
Okay.
So, Patricia, thank you so much for the work that you do. It's really important work, and we're very grateful to have you and Office for the Aging here in our community. And that's it. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.